take too long. Yeah, yeah, you did. You said they might even ask questions, but I don't
All right, are we ready? Okay. Oh. Hey, hey.
That's what I do.
All right, good morning. My name is Felicia Moore. I'm chair of the Committee on Council. To my right is Councilmember Mary Norwood, Councilmember Natalie Archibald. To my left, who's been here waiting for us, Councilmember Cleta Winslow. We were a little late. We were in the briefing for the chairs, and it went over a little bit. So thank you so much for you all's patience. And I will get the agenda out as soon as I put my hands on it. All right. We have two ordinances for first read, and only one of them is passed out now, but we'll have the other one before the end. So we'll do that, accept them for first read at the end of the agenda. So I've called the meeting to order. I've introduced the members. The adoption of the agenda, we discussed in the briefing, moving zoning committee up to the first committee because Ms. Winslow... Miss Norwood has to leave early, and there was no problem with that in the chair's meeting. Approval of the minutes, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed, hearing none, it's approved. Adoption of the full council agenda with the proposed amendment, I'll entertain a motion. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, hearing none, it's approved. Next is public comment pertaining to items on the agenda, 2 minutes each.
Good morning, Ben Howard, Senior Advocate, Public Policy Analyst, and good morning to those watching on Channel 26 or by way of Comcast. Madam Chair, let me see. Oh, the two papers that are held in committee, what is the status on each of those? One dealing with... could you comment on what each of those...
I will, before
would you do that now?
Yeah, I can do it right now. Since I'm being so ordered to do that. The, let's see. Again, the one related to... I know what they are. I don't even need to look at them. The one that's dealing with posting the council expenses on the account. Again, as I told you, I will come back up at some point. We're getting together the information to go out to the public so that they can see it and give us public comment. We'll get it on the MPU agendas, et cetera, to get input from the public, come to APAB, plan to do that. Okay. And then once that is done, then come back and have another work session with the council and relay back what the response was. Yeah. And give the give the public an opportunity to speak. The other item
sounds good.
Related to the standing committees, we started this morning with the work session at the end of the briefing, and we will continue that work session next Committee on Council briefing. We'll start it early at 8:45. From 8:45 to 9, we'll deal with the agenda. From 9 on, or until we get done, to 9:30, to before the chair's briefing, we are going section by section through the code and making whatever changes that are necessary, or discussing changes that need to be necessary. Hopefully, we will get through the entire section, which we only got halfway through. And then we will draft those recommendations that council members either send or participate in at the briefing, draft it into a piece of legislation, bring it before the Committee on Council for, again, for council input, public comment, changes, et cetera, and adoption.
Very good. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Now, dealing with the elections on Georgia Gang, which airs at 8:30 and 11:30 on Sundays, Fox 5, not a plug for them, but the good stuff comes up every now and then. And related to that last statement, there was a discussion that they don't think, and some other folks don't think, that people are ready for this May 24th election. Do they know about it? Are they aware of it? So,
well, we had that discussion this morning as well at the beginning of the chair's briefing.
Yes, ma'am.
The president had Mary Carol Cooney, who's the chair of the Board of Elections, as well as the gentleman who is, what's his name, Ms. Norwood?
Rick Barron. He's the executive director.
Wow,
executive director.
Very
and council members expressed their concerns about the elections, and I'm sure there'll be more follow-up discussions.
Okay, good. Well, is he aware of items 14, 15, and 16 that you're holding on the agenda?
What do you mean?
Well, the last page, page 5, related to Councilmember Martin's recommendation of placing poll watchers.
That's what part of the discussions were about this morning.
So they are aware, the discussion.
Yes, they're aware of that and many more. There was a document that was provided to them by the clerk's office that compiled all of the complaints that we had.
Okay, good. How can I and the public get a copy of that document?
Talk to the clerk's office. I'm sure they'll be more than happy to share it.
You sure?
I'm quite sure.
All right, thank you.
All right. And here's the sign-up sheet. I don't know why they gave it to me. You all need to sign up on it. He's ready to start. Okay.
I am that I am an ancient African Egyptian monophysite Coptic priest believer. I'm not one who believe in art and believe in a human created image. Ptolemy the First, Serapis, Hotep. I come today based on this idea you have on the papers held in committee. I'm gonna read this 16R3189, declaring that no council member shall sign the blue back affixed to legislation in any of the council standing committee unless they were physically present and cast a vote on that legislation during a committee meeting and for other purposes. My concern with that is that for other purposes, as council member, when y'all vet over information that you want to try to have legislation passed by your committee, why is it that this council don't be most sensitive to making sure that the council peoples are being responsible to the community that they serve? I'm here today to make it very clear that our council members are not being good, if I can say the word, good towards their constituents. And based on what you say here, Ms. Moore, people have to cast a vote on that legislation during a committee meeting and for other purposes. Now, if they have to cast a vote, what about when you cast a vote and allow things to go in the community that is devastating to the community? I'm talking about this mirror that you have available over there in Ms. Winslow area. How can we pass things in this body of council member when it affects the will of the people? I saw this 6 months ago, and I was appalled. And I'm asking this committee on council, and Mr. Dixon, Community Development Human Resource Committee took a picture of this mirror and said itself, I don't understand that. Brother Muhammad, I don't like it. But he brought it to his committee, Ms. Morrison. You have this chairmanship of the Council on Committee.
Okay, but your 2 minutes is up.
Oh, it is up.
And it is not the purview of this committee regarding murals.
I wasn't talking about murals. I was talking about the vote of legislators to allow murals to go up and don't go check what they allow to be put or erected in our community.
I understand that.
You got right here. People need to go and investigate what they say they're going to vote on. So I tied that to this.
I know you did a great job of trying to tie it, and we heard you. I'm going to undo the bow right now and move on. Anyone else from the public? It's 2 minutes. Okay, so we're going to now make sure you pull up the other ones from them so they aren't confused. We have two items for first read. One of them is regarding an council assistance, and as it was brought up to us at the last meeting, we had three that are allocated to us by the code, and this is one proposal. There could be others on how we deal with those additional employees, which says that you can have more than three benefits, but the benefits for anybody over the three can come from your expense account or your cash carry forward account. That's just one proposal, and this is just first read, so if you have other ideas, we certainly can take them. And then the second one is related to assignment of council member offices when they're vacated. The only thing is adding language that makes clear that when we did this redesign, everybody's furniture and flat screen televisions, those things that were purchased with that redesign, stay with that office, but anything else that you purchase with your office account, you can move. So then that way we're not moving furniture because we've already purchased it for every office. So both of those are on first read, and we can discuss them in 2 weeks. Yes, Ms. Shepherd.
I'm still kind of confused by what you just talking about the furniture. So, for instance, you're talking about in our new offices now.
So, okay, at the end of the term, if there are council members who don't return,
okay,
and then you know by seniority, people decide what offices they would like to move
okay.
in. So say you wanted to move to my office.
Okay.
The furniture that's been purchased with this redesign money, the bond money, all of that furniture and the
flat
screen will stay in that office.
So if I move to your office, I have to get your furniture.
Right. And then anything that you purchase before that, like, for instance, if you purchase a fax machine or whatever else you purchase out of your...
I can take that with me.
You can take that with you.
Okay,
so what we're trying to do is to make sure that the office that's with the furniture stays with the furniture. So you'll be picking, I'd like to move in this vacant office, and you'll accept the furniture and the TV that goes with it.
So if I have stuff that before we did this big massive move that I brought back, excuse me, with me, I can. That's still considered to be out of my budget.
Exactly.
And I can take that to any place within the city that I want to take it to.
Right. Within the offices, yeah.
Right.
But the stuff that was purchased, again, like the furniture, and I think it's the furniture and the flat screen TVs that was purchased with the bond money stays with the office.
Okay.
Okay. But we can you can decipher that. So any objection to the first read? If not, we'll consider both of these papers on first read.
Madam Chair.
Well, we already, hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
We will take your comments at the end of the agenda.
No, this comment.
These are on first read.
And that's this comment.
And we will not
on,
be. You can,
this comment is on first read.
I got you. But you'll give it to me at the end of the agenda.
When you will it's stale, give it, why can't I give it to you while it's fresh?
Because you're going to give it to us at the end of the agenda. We're not voting on the items today. We're not discussing them.
You are discussing it, and I want to just make one short comment.
Well,
which would have been
you're going to do it,
this.
Mr. Howard,
yes, ma'am.
At the end of the agenda. Thank you.
All right.
Let us finish our agenda. No. You've had the 2 minutes before the meeting started. You can have it. At the end,
could you put the policy
at the end of the agenda?
Yes, ma'am. I'll
thank
bring
you.
This
it's
up.
On the agenda.
On where the agenda, but we can't comment on it until it's
public
stale.
Comment sections are listed on our agenda. So now we are at communications, and we have item number One is a communication by Mayor Kasim Reed reappointing Mr. David Holder to serve as a member of the Atlanta Human Relations Commission for the City of Atlanta. This appointment is for a term of 3 years to begin on council confirmation. And item number two. Oh, okay, these are our appointments, so.
Correct.
Are these persons available?
Madam Chair, Mr. Holder is not here at this time. He did say that he would make the meeting today.
Okay, so we will hold this without objection from the committee. I don't hear any objections, so item number will be held until he appears. Item number two, 16C 5036, a communication from Doug Young, Director of the Urban Design Commission, appointing Mr. Garfield Pert to serve on the commission to determine an appropriate manner in which to honor Ms. Roselle J. Fan. So, does this person supposed to be appear before here? Here he is. Come on up. Hey. Hello, Mr. Garfield. If you could just tell us a little about yourself and why you're willing to serve on this committee.
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, the committee and distinguished council members. Of course, my name is Garfield Peart. I'm the vice chair of the Atlanta Urban Design Commission. I also work here at City Hall in the vertical program bond infrastructure office, and I'm also a practicing architect here in the city of Atlanta. As vice chair of the Atlanta Urban Design Commission, it is my honor to accept the appointment to serve on the commission to determine an appropriate way to in which to honor Ms. Roselle Fan. Roselle Fan was someone who for over 50 years fought for not only the people of the city of Atlanta, but for the quality of life of the neighborhood she served. We recognize her leadership as the chairman of MPUZ and other Southside MPUs for so many years. As an architect, I've always looked for opportunities to better serve and improve the sustainability and urban design of neighborhoods and the communities I live, work, and serve. I look forward to working to rightfully recognize someone who has been successful in doing just that. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Shepherd.
Motion to approve, and our goal is hopefully to have a meeting no later than the end of May, 1st of June, our first meeting.
Okay, absolutely. Thank
motion
you.
Motion to approve. Thank you for serving.
Motion to approve. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye. All those opposed? Hearing none, it's approved. Thank you for your willingness to serve.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, so the next items I'm going to take. Mr. Howard? No. No.
What's up?
No, you cannot speak now. You had your minutes before.
But I didn't hear Mr. Pert's comments too just now.
I'm sorry. You can wait till the end of the agenda. If the council wants to reconsider it after they hear your comments, we can do that.
All
but
right.
It's at the end
Is
of the agenda.
Is there any chance we can get that policy that you just verbalized put in writing?
It's on the agenda.
No, the policy that
Mr.
prohibits
Howard.
Members of the public from commenting on these items as they come up.
Mr. Howard, I'll discuss it with you at the end of the agenda.
Oh, no, ma'am, not me.
Well, then I'm going to have to cut your mic off because we're going to move on.
No, don't cut it off. It's hard
okay,
for
so now
to get
we're
it back
at
on.
Item 3 through 9, 16C. If there's no objection from the committee, I'll take all these items together. 16C 5032, a communication by Mayor Kasim Reed appointing Shelby Grubbs to serve as a member of the Atlanta Sister Cities Commission on behalf of the City of Atlanta. This appointment is for a term of 3 years scheduled to begin on the date of council confirmation. 16C 5035, a communication from Nataki Jelks submitting the Proctor Creek Stewardship Council appointment of Mr. Torrance to the Proctor Creek Planning Commission for a term of 2 years scheduled to begin on the date of council confirmation. Item number 5. 16C 5038, a communication from Douglas R. Hooker, Executive Director, submitting the Atlanta Regional Commission's appointment of Mr. Daniel Johnson to the Proctor Creek Planning Commission for a term of 2 years scheduled to begin on the date of council confirmation. Item number 6 is 16C 5039, a communication from Will Rogers, President and CEO, submitting the Trust for Public Land appointment of Mr. Kurt Soper to the Proctor Creek Planning Commission for a term of 2 years scheduled to begin on the date of council confirmation. Item number 7, 16C 5044, communication by Mayor Kasim Reed, appointing Ms. Michelle Faulkner to serve as a member of the Atlanta Fulton County Recreation Authority for the City of Atlanta. This appointment is for a term of 4 years to begin on council confirmation. Item number 8 is the communication by Mayor Cassine Reed reappointing Mr. James Allen to serve as a member of the Atlanta Housing Authority for the City of Atlanta. This appointment is for a term of 1 year to begin on council confirmation. And then item number 9, which is 16C5054, is the communication by Mayor Cassine Reed appointing Ms. LaShondra Burks to serve on the Atlanta Youth Commission as the Department of Parks and Recreation Commissioner's designee. This appointment is for a term of 2 years to begin on council confirmation. I'll entertain a motion on items 3 through 9.
Yes, ma'am.
No.
Before y'all make a vote, could I make
wait a minute. You're out of order, Mr. Brother Muhammad. You need to have a seat. I will call on you at the end of the meeting. You're out of order. So, again, for the committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, hearing none, it's approved. Item 10 is 16C5057. It's a substitute communication by Mayor Cassine Reed appointing Mr. Eric Thomas to serve as a member of the Civil Service Board for the City of Atlanta in an active position. This appointment is for a term of 3 years, scheduled to begin at the date of council confirmation. I'll entertain a motion. Approval on substitute. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, hearing none, it is approved. The papers held in committee we've already discussed, and they will be held. Now we will have public comment pertaining to work of the committee, 3 minutes per person. Before we have that, so that you can adequately respond. One, the question was asked whether or not people could come and speak on each item. The way that this committee's public comment was set up, and I believe was affirmed by the committee when we first started to continue that practice, is that people would have 2 minutes to come up at the beginning and speak to items that were on the agenda. After the agenda, the public will be asked to come up and give 3 minutes of comment. At any time, if there's somebody who comes up and says something about something we've already voted on, it doesn't keep the committee from reconsidering it and revoting on it. But there is not an ability, based on these the rules of this how this committee is operating, for people to pop up on each item. So you speak before, the committee does its work, and you have an opportunity to speak after. So now I hope that addressed some of the questions that may come up. And now we will go to the public comment pertaining to the work of the committee for 3 minutes, Mr. Howard.
Thank you very much. Well, it does address some of the comments, but could you go just a step further? And maybe the rationale probably was not discussed with the current configuration of this committee. You just took it based upon what was done by the future, former configuration. But does anybody recall what the rationale was for denying the public the opportunity to speak on items as they arise?
Okay, Ms. Norwood would like to respond to that, but I do want to remind you, as I remember it, mm-hmm. that we had this discussion, I think it was like the first meeting, and the committee wanted to continue this practice. But Ms. Norwood?
That's unfortunate.
Yes, Mr. Howard, because each committee chair has the ability to set their own rules and procedures for how they run their meeting, I made the determination, and you remember when I was the committee on council chair, that we really needed, because we are right before the council meeting, that, and most of our business is appointments and things that typically don't have a lot of controversy because they either come to us favorably or not favorably. So because of the nature of the business of this committee and the timing right before full council, it made sense to me to give everybody 2 opportunities to speak at the beginning and at the end, but also to stay on topic because we were having back 2 years ago a lot of conversation about vending and about things that this committee can't address. So that's why we got very specific about all of us, both us up here as well as members of the public, staying on task, because it a two-hour committee on council meeting impacts everybody for the full council that day.
Very good. Okay, I appreciate it. I'm not going to belabor that topic, but I will be discussing it more. And I'll bring with me some wording from the handbook of the Georgia Municipal Association that kind of differs with the way this committee operates and the comments that have been made. Thank you.
Hotep, Shem, Mayot, Assalamu alaikum, Council on Committee. It amazed me, Mr. Howard, members of this council, and people that are watching this program on this television. Ms. Norwood always said when you ran for mayor, mind your interest for the homeless, and you took money out your pocket to help some of those poor people. I thank you for that. I also recognize South Fulton had people that wants to not come into the annexation as Mr. Mayor Reed won't. But I think you had some interest, Ms. Norwood, to try to allow some of them people to make their mind up independently if they don't want to be in Atlanta. And now, Ms. Council Chairman, Ms. Norwood said when she come, I would remember that. Because we talked about it, public members that come to speak publicly. We was able to speak on agenda items and come up and go back and forth. When Mr. Dixon started, we were doing that. All of a sudden, like y'all said, we got to stop these public members from stop talking. Talking about what? That what is affecting this city. Mr. Norwood, the majority of people in this city still are black people. You go in areas like I got in my hand. You don't care. You put mirrors up with naked women's in it. My people, ancient African Egyptians, even before they was Egyptians, they always put up the face of the human being. They always let you know this person was worthy of respect. Now, what you going to do today? We come and tell you about things on the general like Prophet Creek assignment. You're going to have somebody there. I want to talk about Brother Tony Thomas. I've been coming down here, and this brother been speaking about Prophet Creek and that other one on Cascade, Utah. What's the name of that, Miss Moore? Utah, but what are Utah? Ain't we got something called Utah on Cascade? This is where black folk get service. And we've been having problems ever since Miss Franklin left the office. $120 million was violated, and I'm still paying for that. United Water. Why bring that up? You talk about Miss Norwood. I wanted to change this because I thought that, you know, we maybe can be able to make her comments later at the end. But what about Tony Torrance? He come down here, talked about Proctor Creek, come down here and investigated the government, federal government, to see why we continue to suffer. I don't see you calling nobody else to say, what is going on in the city? You got Mr. King coming here. He said, I'm amazed that y'all ain't got nothing going on over there in the Southwest community. I went out and found mirrors you got in the street that are disrespectful to the people. I come to the council here. The majority of people in this council, Ms. Norwood, they are black. But they treat me like they treated my brother Arius when Constantine ruled. And they set up that Ecumenical Council 325 in the Sea of Turkey. That's when it got started, Ms. Moore. They divided us up. And ever since then, we divide. Mayotte Hotel.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment? All right. Anything else for the good of the order? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. We are adjourned.